I will time myself so I don't take too long, and I'd love to have a conversation about the things that I'm going to talk about. I will start with a little bit of an improvisation, in that I have some points that I want to make. I have some slides, but I don't have anything written, and then I will read you a little bit from this book that is forthcoming, depending on how much time I read you, like one paragraph or a few paragraphs. But I want to start by saying I'm not like presenting my own artistic research today. I will show you later in the presentation some video clips in the background, because I think it is really important to all of my theoretical work and attempts to frame things. It comes out of my embodied research and my artistic research. And this book that was just mentioned, that is forthcoming, is very much the ground of this thinking about trying to grapple with the questions that artistic research raises, at least for me. I'm someone who is moving between some different spaces. I mean, I did come from Northern England this morning, and I've lived there for 10 years. I'm from the Northeast United States, from Boston, and from New York City. And I've also lived in Germany, and I've lived in Poland. And so when I think about the development of artistic research, I'm always, even just in thinking about it as a disciplinary formation, I'm thinking about it between these different geographies of artistic research or practice research or performance as research or research creation, and what these different kinds of institutions are meaning. But I'm also trying to put that in conversation with some even broader framework. So I am going to talk in a quite broad way. You can see from the title that I'm trying to articulate or propose, I don't want to say a framework, but maybe like steps towards a framework, by invoking something as difficult to invoke as the planetary. Like, how can I possibly be using that term? So I'm going to speak for a little bit of time on the planetary, why I am using that term, which I have not used publicly before. This is the first talk where I'm trying to grapple with that word. I will tell you why. And then in the second part, I will talk more about forms. And I think that forms for me is where it really contacts what we do with artistic research. I think when I'm talking about a planetary framing, that's really something that can apply to all disciplines, to all practices in some way. It's really like just about how do we understand who we are, where we are, in a broad sense, like where this city is, or what this country is, or what Europe is. And that just applies very broadly. But then if we think about forms, there I think is the specific contribution of artistic research or practice research to the forms of knowledge. So I will leave that to the second part, but it's very important. I hope you don't mind coming with me on a little bit of a journey through this first notion of the planetary. It's a quite bold term to use, perhaps even arrogant, I don't know. It takes chutzpah to say the word planetary. Like, from what perspective could we possibly think of the planetary? The reason that I'm thinking about, I was thinking this morning, like, why am I using that word? Well, on the one hand, I think it's clear that there is a overarching, quite dominant narrative that has answers to all of the questions I was just raising, like, where are we? What is this city? What is this region of the world? Where are we in history? What is this moment of history? It offers answers to that, which I think are not only wrong, but catastrophic. And that would be maybe what we could call globalization. So if I'm talking about the planetary, it says some kind of alternative to that narrative, where if we have a kind of narrative of a globalization of Europe, let's say, in the sphere of the globe, then I'm looking for a different framing of that. But in terms of why even that opposition, the global and the planetary, well, what I'm doing in this book that is coming out next February, and what I've been doing for the last probably approaching a decade, is trying to put artistic research and embodied research in conversation with conversations that I know of in the Northeast US, in New York and in Boston and places around there, as conversations about race and gender and identity. And particularly thinking about race more than I, and previously in the book that came out in 2015 was more focused on gender. And in this period, I have been trying to think about and think through race more thoroughly. And the reason for this, to touch on my own artistic process, is that more than 10 years ago, as I was already making experimental theater and performance in New York City, I, for various reasons, decided to shift my attention to the question of Jewishness and Jewish identity. In that context, this was in New York City. And I didn't necessarily think it was going to go on for like 10 or 20 years, but it does seem to be doing that, because that question, when I asked it, had a totally different meaning than what kind of developed out of that. I asked it from a place of like, oh, okay, you know, I'm working with, want to look more at identity, I want to understand what's going on here, maybe even a sense of like wanting to reconnect or connect or find cultural resources, find a kind of standpoint. And so I was looking at like, what is this Jewishness that I seem to be or have or do or am, or like, how does one even relate to such an identity? And I think also I would say that that is related to that experience of having been from the US and from Boston and New York, but having lived in Germany and having lived in Poland, and realizing that the meaning of Jewishness and of what it could mean for me to identify as Jewishness is very, very different in those different geographies. What I discovered was that it's impossible to understand Jewishness in the present moment without deeply grappling with whiteness. And I think that's a much more broad thing that can apply to many of the contexts of artistic research. So one of the things that I've tried to do in a number of recent talks and publications is to raise and name the whiteness of artistic research as it has developed, and performance research and embodied research and academic institutions, post-European, we could say, or European, North American academic institutions, to name the whiteness. And that is coming from a engagement primarily with critical Black studies in North America, and also with critical Indigenous studies in North America, and critical whiteness studies, which is its own little field, and to some extent, critical Jewish studies. And trying to think these identities in relation to each other, with Black studies having a very prominent central position, is what is leading me towards this idea of the planetary. The reason I'm bringing it here, I think, is because I have found that in raising whiteness, or even in raising coloniality, we could say colonization, decolonization. So I have been thinking and actually publishing much more on whiteness and in relation to Jewishness, Blackness, indigeneity, and thinking about colonization and decolonization and decoloniality. What I'm finding a little bit in broadly speaking European spheres of artistic research is that sometimes, and this also, of course, differs according to geography and institutional context, but sometimes I am getting this real question of like, but why are you still talking about race? Like, we finished that. This, which is a big whiteness, but like, that's still there. It's very strong. And so I find that raising whiteness can have can provoke a kind of defensive reaction, but also how is one meant to get a grip on that? I mean, I think it's because, right, because I'm living in England for 10 years after coming from New York City, and still then this whole time that I'm reading this US-based scholarship, that I'm asking this question. And I'm saying, how do these tools about whiteness and Blackness and indigeneity and perhaps Jewishness, how do they even apply in somewhere like Northern England? How might they differently apply somewhere like here? Different places that I've spoken, different institutional contexts, how do we grapple with them? How can we activate them? So I am talking actually about decoloniality, and I am actually talking about potentially decolonial forms, but I think that that raises a whole other host of questions where we have to say, but how can we activate any kind of decoloniality within like continental Europe or within Northern England? Very challenging. Whiteness clearly can be activated, but it has these other challenges as well. People are not used to thinking with whiteness, and there is this sense of like, we shouldn't be using the racial term. And you have to really go into and I think learn deeply from current Black studies to understand why it might still be useful to mobilize the racial term in a very different way than it's been mobilized historically. So that's leading me to the planetary. It's authorized in some way, or at least it's provoked, or at least it's challenged by this narrative or collection of narratives or provocations arising in critical Black studies, where the narrative of globalization, with its story about what Europe is and its story of often progress, its story of enlightenment, for example, is being maybe counterbalanced or maybe entirely overturned by a narrative that centers, for example, but not really for example, centrally centers the history of colonialism and the transatlantic slave trade and other aspects of colonialism and genocide in the history of, like, what is Europe? So that then when I then say, like, oh, well, what are we doing in this city and what is this country and what does it mean to live in Northern England or to move from New York City to Northern England or to come from Northern England to Zurich? That's the context. It's a very different context, right? And clearly I'm moving on circuits, right? I'm moving on, for example, circuits of whiteness. I'm moving on the circuit of the English language. I'm moving on the circuit of a citizenship capacity, my passport that enables me to say, oh, I'll just come this morning. I don't need a visa. So all of these things are very much changing the way that I'm then asking the questions of form and artistic research. So I want to take that and for a moment talk about events that are currently unfolding in the current news cycle. You can probably guess some of the reasons and maybe some of them will maybe become more clear, but I feel like in this moment it's very important that I try to make some of these connections more concrete. And it is very much about, like, what does it mean to have, and to, how might we, from that perspective, begin to develop a kind of a planetary view that's different from the view of globalization, it's different from the view of coloniality, it's different from the view of the, let's say, the idea that race is in the past, which I would call whiteness, but there has to be a whole argument potentially to explain why I would call that whiteness. So I'm going to show an image that is from the current events that are happening in Palestine and Israel, but it's maybe not an image that would be the most expected. This is an image from last Saturday. And it's an image, I don't think it's by this person, that's just, I don't have a good citation for it yet. But it's, well, I'll let you look at it. It's a bulldozer breaking through some very intense fencing. This is an image which is very overdetermined, and it's been overshadowed. It's overshadowed, in a sense, immediately by the immediate violence that took place right after this, and now presently it's being overshadowed even more, much more intensively by what's happening now. The violence is now happening on a much, much larger scale and will continue to happen unless it's stopped. But I'm raising this because when we talk about the planetary and when we try to locate ourselves in Europe, for example, it's impossible, I think, to I guess I want to say it's impossible to understand or to even begin to take steps to understand what's happening in this image if we treat this particular land as if it is unconnected. But how is it connected, right? And again, so I'm just making concrete what I said before. There is a story of globalization. There's a story that Europe tells on its public face about how it would relate to this situation. But that isn't necessarily the actual story of how it relates. It's not necessarily the actual relations. And so there's a lot that's being hidden. When we try to understand, like, what is the relationship of our situation here, what can we do, for example? And obviously, that's not to assume that, I mean, we're all situated differently where we are. But each of us here in this room, in this city, in this region of the world, as we try to understand, how do we understand this news cycle, like this thing that is happening in a place that's in some way distant, but in another way not distant at all? And we see that the governments, for example, of the UK, France, Germany, are all lining up to support the colonial Israeli state in what it will now do and has been doing for decades. And so there, in that sense, there's no distance at all. It's very, very close. But that doesn't tell us how we can relate to it. And I guess I'm not proposing that I can offer a solution to how to relate to it, but I guess I want to pull the rug out from some of the assumptions that how we might relate to it and kind of try to reframe. So I'm going to now talk through a Facebook post of mine. I've been posting throughout this week kind of more than I usually do and much more politically than I usually do. And I think you can probably see why. I mean, if I've spent the last 10 years trying to re-understand diasporic Jewish identity in relation to whiteness, blackness, and indigeneity, then clearly this is a situation where I'm finding the dominant narratives to be quite intolerable. So I'll just talk through these three little sentences, but I'm using the word planetary probably because I had already proposed this talk, Planetary Forms. Developing a planetary perspective does not mean having a big opinion about what is happening in Palestine, Israel, as if it's a distant land with no history. And I think that's probably the main narrative that I find unacceptable. But it's also, it is this story of globalization. It is this kind of big history of the globe that is the dominant one in some way, right? I mean, I think no matter how this news cycle is being framed, regardless of the nuances with which specific events are being framed, the overall story is this is happening over there. There is a conflict. I think the separateness of that, the apparent separateness of that conflict from Europe and North America is, in a way, the main story that is being told by not being told. So what does it mean if it doesn't mean that, right? If it's not a sense of like, wow, this thing is happening, it's far away, I should have an opinion about it. Which side is, you know, who is good, who is bad, is this acceptable? I need to declare what's allowed and what is acceptable, and I need to say that this is not acceptable, I need to say that, like this kind of distanced position of a Europe or a North America, I mean, I absolutely, the U.S. more than anyone, this kind of position of apparent distance while there's actually massive economic and military ties and support and all of this money and weapons flowing into the Israeli state. So if we're not going to tell that, then what are we going to tell? Instead, I propose it means putting those events in a broader historical context and examining one's own position and context in North America or Europe. So I guess in a way, I'm just making a plea that I'm not specifically particularly about this series of events that happens to be in the news at the moment, but more generally as we think about who we are and what we're doing and what kind of work and what kind of thing artistic research is, that we are thinking in what I'm calling a planetary frame. So it's not necessarily to say that there is a planetary framework. I don't think that there's any kind of single story that we could tell about the planet. But I think that there are many stories that need to be listened to and need to be centered, and that then from those stories, like, for example, if we listen to critical black studies and we say the transatlantic slave trade and the genocide of indigenous people in North America and all of that is perhaps the most important story of the last 500 years, at least in this hemisphere. If we take that as the story, then what does that mean about everything that we're doing? So that's why it's essential to learn from Black, Indigenous, and other critical perspectives about the long history of Western colonialism in order to understand the current news. So that's my frame. Now I'm going to move to forms, because I want to talk about planetary forms. And I think that if we think about the planetary without form, that can very easily be depressing and paralyzing. Depressing and paralyzing and, in a way, fruitless. At least my own orientation, and I think probably it's shared by many people who are doing artistic research because we're doing artistic research, is, okay, so what if that is the framework? What do we do? Not so much in the sense of having a textual opinion. We may have textual opinions, we may not have textual opinions, but textual opinions, if we want to have a big textual opinion, then you'll probably write a book or an article, and that's not going to be artistic research. So if you're doing artistic research, it's probably because you want to have an appearance or a mode of appearance or some kind of contribution that is not solely textual, right? You're looking, and that means you're looking at form. You're looking at what I'm calling the forms of knowledge. So like, you're not just gonna write a book, you're gonna make a book of some kind. It's gonna be a different kind of book. You're not gonna just have a symposium, but you're gonna make a symposium. It's gonna be a different kind of event. And you're not gonna maybe just have a university, but you're gonna invent some other kind of university. These are, by the way, all things that have also been discussed deeply at length in critical Black studies and the radical Black tradition. So very much worth, again, making these connections. So I'm going to, in that moment, switch to reading you something from this book that's forthcoming. I feel like what I've said so far is kind of the broad framing of it, but what I really do want to do is offer how it can be connected to this question of artistic research, which I see as centrally a question of form. The form of the book, the form of the journal article, the form of the classroom, the form of the conference, the form of the university, all of these things, which are, you know, in a nutshell, part of that same narrative, right? That is the story, that's the same globalized story of Europe, is what is a university and what is a book and what is value, what is money and what is knowledge. And then, you know, that kind of appears and there's this narrative that grows and then it can be exported and globalized. So if we're looking for a planetary story that is substantially different than that global story, then we do need to radically question all of those forms. I see in artistic research the potential to radically question all those forms. I think it can be methodologically radical precisely by saying, maybe a book is not the only form of knowledge. Maybe an article is not the form of knowledge. Maybe we don't need peer review, or we need a different kind of peer review. You know, what if an event is a piece of art? What if a video is a performance? All the questions that we ask about form can be leverage points for changing that context, or the context, from changing the sense of situatedness and the sense of orientation from globalization towards the planetary. And so that's what leads me here. I think what I will do is I'm just going to read one paragraph. It's kind of a big paragraph. And it's, you know, dense because it's a paragraph of a book. It's a theoretical book. I'm also going to, while I do that, I'm going to show you some videos from my own artistic research because that's kind of the background of this. I am asking questions about form, so I'm going to show some videos that are videos, but they're also peer-reviewed articles. They're peer-reviewed video articles. One of the things they do is they combine performance-based video with textual annotation because I am trying to put these things together and I am trying to expose or share how my understanding of my own identity, which is then also in some way also my own identity or part of it, has changed through these theoretical engagements, but also through an embodied practice that has gone along with them. So I'll show you these videos. I don't think I'm going to really describe them at all, but if you want to talk about them afterwards, that's fine. I'll just show you them alongside of reading this paragraph, which is from the end of the introduction. It's from the end of the introduction. And the introduction is called Materialities in Artistic Research, and basically it sort of begins from a dialogue with critical Black studies, and it says, if you think that you are engaging with materiality in artistic research, but you don't think you're engaging with the racial, then probably the materiality of the racial in your artistic research is extremely white, which is neither here nor there. But if that's the case and you wanted to consider the materiality of race in embodied encounters, and if you wanted to ask, if you wanted to ground some of these planetary reframings in moments of embodiment, encounters, experiments, materials, like we think of materials like paper or paint or clothing or an object, but the materiality of the body, I think this connects then to my first book, which is actually the reason why I'm here, is the first book where I kind of say that the materiality of the body includes gender. And so when I say now that the materiality of the body includes race, I'm obviously not talking about an old biological idea of race, but rather precisely this planetary reframing. So I'll say that again in the formal prose, and then I'll finish with video accompaniment. Race is not something carried by certain people or reducible to histories of black and white racialization. If Black Studies today offers the most powerful critiques of race, and at the same time, the most rigorous tools by which to recognize how race ongoingly matters, that is because it teaches us that the ways in which blackness might materialize in a body, or in a room, or in a moment, can never be the same as the ways in which whiteness might materialize there. What are the implications of this radical asymmetry beyond the binary of black and white for more complex ontologies or grammars of color, black, white, brown, red, yellow, and other modes of embodiment, Jewishness, indigeneity, trans, queer? Black Studies highlights the continual materialization of anti-black racism in the present, in the wake of slave histories that continue to exert power over, quote, those whom the state positions to die ungrievable deaths and live lives meant to be unlivable. This is anti-blackness as total climate, a climate of, quote, structural silences produced and facilitated by, and that produce and facilitate black social and physical death, unquote. That's the quotes are there are Christina Sharp. Black Studies also teaches the dignity and even the sweetness of life under conditions of constant violence. Quote, the life in the bare life compound, the sorrow songs, smooth glitches, minuscule movements, shards of hope, scraps of food, and interrupted dreams of freedom that swarm, unquote, the apparatus of legal and everyday violence, the unkillable plenitude of the world and of flesh. And those quotes are from Alex Swahelier. And Black Studies also teaches the centrality of ritual and ceremony in the transformation of the world, the epistemic power of dance and song as modes of living research. Quote, the hum of the chorus, the interweaving of textiles, the shared drum skin that beats out a new dance, and the praising and calling forth of shared gods offer some of the most poignant moments, utterances, knots, kinetics, gestures, and modes of thinking, unquote, through which new worlds might be created. That's Tiffany Letabo King, those quotes. Perhaps most importantly for my argument, Black Studies teaches the impossibility of thought without poetry and the need to radically transform the modes of thought, the ways of thinking, the methods of inquiry to escape and unmake the pervasive climate of white supremacy, colonialism, and anti-blackness. If artistic research is to be a mode of fabulative counter-scholarship, that develops alternative ways of knowing, such teachings must be the starting point for a thorough re-examination of the materiality of whiteness, including the whiteness of the university and the racialization of knowledge. This does not take us into a full or complete accounting of racial identity, which is impossible, but it does locate race and racialization at the center rather than the margins of investigation. The task at hand is to uncover what is present, to recognize what is material in spaces and moments of experimentation, and to look beyond colonial models in framing that question. This is an exhibition that I have going on at the moment in Huddersfield, and those are just some glimpses of video works of different kinds. But I think this last sentence was kind of where I want to conclude. The task at hand is to uncover what is present, to recognize what is material in spaces and moments of experimentation, and to look beyond colonial models in framing that question. I think that, this talk is intended as a kind of contribution to that question of what it would mean to look beyond colonial models in framing that question, because when we hear things about decolonization or decoloniality, or when we name the whiteness of the university space, that's an important starting point. But of course, that's just the first step, right? Then everything remains to be done after that. To say, okay, so what does that mean? Like, what is the structure of it? What is the materiality of it? And I think that when we encounter things like what is in the current news cycle. The challenge is really, and this I think is what I mean by the planetary, the challenge is not to think that these places are in, not to accept this story, which is told over and over and over about the story of Europe, which is really that that Europe colonized the world, but now it's not really connected somehow. It's somehow separate or overarching. But that's the same story of the colonialism, that there's a sort of overarching knowledge or a universality in European forms of knowledge, and there isn't. So the question, this is why the question of the forms of knowledge is so vital. And I'm just kind of offering that as something that may or may not be of use, but as we think about like what is artistic research, what is this intervention in the university, what are we, when we ask about methods, when we invent methods, I think methods are so important. When we invent methods, or when we question methods, but then we invent methods, when we find that we have to invent our own methods because of our embodied experiences, what is the framing for that? You know, I think sometimes that framing is very... provincial, I guess, is the word, right? It's like a conversation between like European scientific disciplines and European art worlds, and that's an important conversation to have. But what is at stake there? Like, how can we get to any kind of broader framework for that that I'm invoking as the planetary, and not go into the globalization where it's like, well, we're talking about, you know, not, I mean, all of these words are fine, but when we talk about knowledge, research, thought, rationality, reason, mind, they all have histories that are as linked to European colonialism as they are to the development of disciplines, distinct disciplines within the institutions that we work in. So we have to look elsewhere and broader, and also in ourselves in deeper ways, right, to our own edges for other ways of moving towards the planetary. Thank you.